Dining at Disney Podcast.
The Dining at Disney Podcast. You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you unreal explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney Podcast. And now your hosts, Kristen and Bubba.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney Podcast. I'm Kristen, and with me is Bubba. We are longtime annual pass holders as well as Disney foodies. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and click the notification bell so you know when we post new content. How are you doing today, Bubba?
I am excellent. A bit tired, but it's been a long week and it's going to get even longer. So, but oh well, you know,
I'm glad I'm busy.
Right? I'm glad I'm busy, but you know, we got a lot going on.
I like your little friend in the background. You got Zero from the Nightmare Before Christmas hanging out. Very cool.
My little popcorn bucket. Yes.
So I know we've got a couple of pieces of Disney news, food news we're going to talk about. But other than that, what is our topic for today?
We are going to talk about, so you walk around the park, you know, and you're hungry, you want to eat, but you still want to walk around. So we're going to talk about some of our best quick bite eats that, you know, should be eaten standing up while you're walking from, you know, one attraction or standing in a line, possibly waiting for, you know, Thunder Mountain or something like that. You know, some foods that are basically snack type, you can get at windows and counters and stuff like that. So our quick bites, best of show.
Okay, so I'll start off with the first bit of news that we have, and it has to do with Four Seasons Orlando, which is one of our favorite resorts.
Yes.
It says they are, Revelo will now be open daily for breakfast from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And they do have a new menu. It will feature new vegetarian and vegan entrees. One of the new dishes is Shashuka. It's a Mediterranean dish that consists of eggplant, cannellini beans, wild mushrooms, tomatoes, and eggs, and it's baked in Revelo's 700 degree pizza oven. They also have a vegan breakfast sandwich with which has black beans and quinoa patty and avocado toast. So it has cherry tomato mozzarella on fresh bread, which I think that actually sounds really good. I like avocado with it.
The avocado toast is a huge thing over here. I mean, just everybody gets it, and it's huge. I've had a couple bites of it, and I like guacamole better than I do like avocado, but you know, it's very popular here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like the home of avocados.
Yeah.
Revelo also will be open for dinner on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. They do also have, on November 11th, they're going to partner with Joseph Hayes and do a celebratory dinner in honor of the new Pompeii exhibit at Orlando's Science Center. Torino, an Italy native, Fabrizio Shinardi, who is the executive chef there, he is preparing a special Pompeii table Italian dinner, where he is doing a four-course dinner. One of them includes a version of the ancient patrician banquet, so you can get tickets by going to Four Seasons. So Kappa is now open 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. They also have a new Wednesday night offering called España Clásica, and the menu is $85 per person, and it'll include your choice of two tapas, one paella, churros for dessert, and one signature cocktail. Nice. So this week's paella is prepared with wood fire. It's paprika, chickpeas, pork belly, black garlic, tahini, mushrooms, and peas. And you can order just the paella on its own, which is $42 for the entree. Plancha will remain open for lunch. And on Sundays, you can have brunch there. Saturday, or On Sunday, you can have brunch from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And of course, it's a la carte now. They still do have the bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, but it's no longer buffet. And if you would like more information on any of this, I will have this shortly posted to diningatdisney.com. And if you want to make some reservations, you can call 407-313-6161. So, Bubba, you've got a story too, right? Some news bits.
For Disney World, yes, I do. It's Chef Mickey on December 16th. Well, I guess they're returning breakfast, so they didn't have breakfast at Chef Mickey's until now. So is this correct?
Yes, because of all the virus. They had
not. Oh, so they had it before. So when they reopened, they didn't have the breakfast. So now they are returning with breakfast on December 16th, you know, bringing some new inspired dishes. And some of these look great. You'll have your traditional breakfast with the Mickey Celebration Pancake featuring whipped cream, celebration sprinkles, shimmered pixie dust, and more. This is a loaded potato casserole, which I want to post a picture of this. This is actually quite clever how they did this. It looks like it's in the shape of a Mickey head. You know, I can't tell if that's the cheese or whatever, but it has smoked bacon, crumbles, and chives on top. It looks really delicious. And, oh, good Lord, the Goofy Banana French Bread. Wow. So it's going to combine unique flavors of banana bread, zesty orange scented French toast batter topped with espresso, mascarpone cream, toasted bananas, and chocolate crumbles. This looks amazing. I would probably order this in a heartbeat. They almost look like plantains in a way, the way they grill the banana. And it looks quite delicious.
Yes, I'll tell you
that. It does. So if you can't decide on what new items to try, you'll be able to taste all three of these as part of your all-you-can-care-to-eat family-style feast, which other traditional breakfast favorites. When Mickey and friends return, the experience may look a little different than you remember last visit, but you can expect still a smile, a wave, an unforgettable memory, and sometimes your favorite characters parade through the restaurant in their best chef's best. I like how they do that at Goofy's Kitchen. Goofy comes out and with the cavalcade of characters, and they just start, all the kids dance with them. I love the Goofy's brunch over on this side. So Chef Mickey's December 16th, so reservations for Chef Mickey character breakfast will be open October 17th based on availability. In addition, Disneyland Resort hotel guests can make reservations up to 60 days in advance, plus the length of their stay. So go online, make a reservation. I believe you just call the dining hotline too if you want to make some reservations too.
Yep, it's nice and easy. Or you can just do what I like to do, and that is to go to the website and just book it online that way. Or the My Disney Experience app. Nice. Okay, Bubba, I think it's time to get into what everybody's here for, and that is our top 5 quick bites. And I'm going to tell you this, it's not easy.
No, it wasn't. And,
because it's so hard and there's so many different options, we're doing just the parks. So things like the resort, I think we can save that for another time.
Oh, I bet there's plenty over there. Oh, I like in other places. Yeah. But mainly here in the park, you know, we just got California Adventure and Disneyland plus Downtown Disney.
Okay, so what is your number 5?
My number 5, it's more of a place than, you know, a certain item. And Award Wieners is hands down one of the best places to get hot dogs. We've talked about it before. And it's an amazing place to get a hot dog. They have so many different choices. They also have, you know, if you want something sweet, you can get that too. My menu's not coming up. I'm trying to get my menu up. There it is. So there's my favorite right there, which is the Bacon Street Dog. Anything with bacon is great. but especially if you put bell peppers, grilled onions, you know, and it comes with fries, a huge pile of fries. All of the hot dogs actually comes with fries, beer cheese dog, you know, the asada dog, that's something new. That's going to be that it just came out right before the, you know, everything closed down. And that was with marinated carne asada, cheddar cheese, cilantro, onion, salsa, and guacamole. So, you know, all of these hot dogs are amazing to eat while you're walking down, you know, Hollywood Land or heading over to, you know, Pixar Pier. It's a great hearty meal you can share with somebody too. You may need a fork, depending on which dog you get too, because some are just have sauces and everything on it. So that's definitely one of my top favorites. And the funnel cake fries. I always get funnel cake fries there when I'm there. So it's quite delicious, sweet, perfect. And it's all, you can fit it all in your hand if you think you can't. There's a little place right next to Award Wieners where you could sit down. But like I said, walking through the park with that is good times, tell you
so,
that.
So are you going with your number one item there is going to be your bacon hot dog that you like?
Yeah, I'm going to have to stick with that right now because, I mean, the Uptown Chili Dog was pretty close, but the pepper jack cheese kind of hits me. I'm not big on spicy, like I said.
That's true. I'm going to have to go with over at Woody's Lunchbox at Disney's Hollywood Studios. I know I've talked about this before, but their version of Pop-Tarts, which is, they call them the Lunchbox Tart. And the ones that they sell there, they are like, they're handmade. These aren't like, you know, mass produced like Pop-Tarts are.
Yeah.
But they're very similar, but they're way better. So my favorite is, because I love Nutella, is the chocolate hazelnut. And it's a chocolate hazelnut stuffed pastry. And then on top, they coat it with maple fondant and candied bacon. Oh. So see, there's bacon too.
Yeah, exactly.
And right now they actually have another one that they're doing. Actually, I don't think that. Are they open? They had a seasonal one that was available and it was the lemon blueberry. So it was like lemon filling and then had blueberry frosting.
Blueberries frosting. Oh, but blueberry frosting. Okay.
The go-to is the chocolate hazelnut. That's what I think you have to get.
I'm not big on Nutella. I've tried it many times. I'm just not that fab about it. I don't get why. Everybody loves it. Everybody does.
See, I liked it before anybody even knew what it was because it's a, you know, when you go to like a breakfast at a hotel in the U.S., you always have butter and there's always jam jelly to go with your yes. toast. Well, a standard thing that they have is Nutella. It's everywhere. And so the first time I had it, I was like, oh, this stuff's so good. And, you know, all of a sudden it like out of nowhere became this thing in the U.S. that everybody was all about Nutella and you're seeing like commercials on TV for it and everything. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, everybody eats it. I know that for a fact.
But it has to be the Nutella brand. It can't be some knockoff.
Yeah.
Does it taste the same?
I don't get it, but that's what you guys like. All right, so I'm going to go with one of my other favorites, and that is Ronto Roasters over in Batuu, or Star Wars Land, as you call it. Some people do. And they have the Ronto Roast, the Ronto Wrap, which is it's wrapped in a pita bread, large pita bread with coleslaw, peppercorn sauce, grilled sliced pork sausage, and then they jam right in the middle of big roasted pork, another pork sausage. So you have a link plus slices in the bottom. We've made this before and we kind of came quite close to almost replicating it, but just somehow Disney has this sauce that they use is amazing for it. This peppercorn sauce, I can't replicate it at all. And I've tried, but you can get this in Star Wars Land. It's a good meal to have, you know. Like, again, I love, you know, hot dogs or a wrap like that. And it's really good. You definitely want to share it with somebody. It is a big, big, like, hot dog wrap. And you've had it before, right?
Yes, I have.
So I didn't have it, but Aljon did. Because remember, I wanted to go and have the popcorn. So I was like, I gotta wait because we had already had dinner. So yeah.
So yeah, we did. That's right. We had a docking bay, right? Or did we eat somewhere else?
I don't remember. We ate so many places
that day. I know. We ate at so many places that day. It's like a blur. You know how people, where do we drink at? I can't remember. We drink at so many. So that's how we do with food, you know.
Yep. Just,
where do we eat at? Oh, I can't remember. I was so full.
Let's see. My location, I'm going to go over to Animal Kingdom for my number four. And I know I've talked about this. This is another thing I've talked about. And it is over at Flame Tree Barbecue, their basket of onion rings. And it has to be with the spicy barbecue sauce to dip it in. And what's great is you can, you know, move the onion rings because it comes in one of those little paper basket carry things. And you can just put your sauce there. And with the other hand, you know, you're dipping your sauce and eating your onion ring. And you're all good while you're carrying and walking and... But you can't ever go wrong. Those are always great.
Are those how are they battered? Do you know how they're battered? Like beer battered or?
They're not like beer battered. I wish they were beer battered, but they're not.
I love beer battered.
Oh, that's the best kind.
Oh, yeah. If they have panko, I like panko.
Yeah, that's what it is. You
know, real thick ones, but that's what it was.
Yep.
Those. Okay. Yeah. See, so those are even good too. Yeah. But beer battered, you can't go wrong with those.
You know, onion rings are always like the bacon of meat, you know, when it comes to veggies. Because I don't think I've ever had a fried piece of onion that was not delicious.
Or grilled, actually, too. I mean, mm-hmm. I've had some grilled onions. But, you know, there was even an onion ring I've had where the onion inside was minced. So it was chopped and then shaped.
Yeah,
and those were really good. I forgot where I had those. It was so long ago, and I've never had them again. I can't find them anywhere where you could get minced onion rings. Those are really good, too.
Yeah, I don't know either. Okay, right. So
I'm going to go. I had a little toss-up with this one, but the Golden Horseshoe, when it comes – right there inside or next to it. I forgot what it's called. I couldn't find it on the Disneyland website, but they serve, but they do have the menu right here where they have loaded skins, fish and chips, chicken tenders, and chicken wings. These are all hand foods that you can eat, no fork needed. You can walk around and eat those. They also had mozzarella sticks. I don't know if they have them anymore. They were really thick mozzarella sticks and were really good. Taylor prefers them cold, so she likes to let them sit out for a bit and harden, kind of, and she likes them. Yeah, it's weird, but I like them really gooey. She likes it, you know, a little bit more cold cheese, but
What do you like to dip yours in?
Marinara all the way. I mean, we might have a side of ranch too, but marinara is what you, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. I try to cover the whole thing with marinara, so I need an extra marinara every time.
Okay. So I don't do ranch, but I'll tell you, and this is something I had at some restaurant.
Like, don't say ketchup.
I don't. Ketchup is on one of my like top five least favorite things to ever eat. I don't do ketchup. I hate ketchup.
Wow.
I'm one of those weird people.
Wow. Yeah.
Honey mustard.
Oh, okay. That's one of Taylor's favorite too. She might actually have honey mustard with those also.
I love them with honey mustard.
Okay. I think she may have. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think she might have had those with honey mustard. I think you guys may have had those with honey mustard if I'm not mistaken.
I think
too.
So.
So I'm, now that I think about it, yeah, honey mustard. No, she loves honey mustard. I don't though. I don't like mustard. Mustard is on my top least favorites. I mean, it's number one. Not just regular mustard, just mustard in general. I know you could put like in certain things, which I don't mind. I don't know, some people put it in potato salad sometimes or, you know, something like that, which I don't mind. But just straight plain mustard, oh, good Lord, I cannot at all.
I am a mustard girl, but I am also, I'm very German, so.
Okay, yeah, so you're more of like the Dijon type, seeded mustards.
You're
hardier, mustard thicker, beer mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see.
That's good. No.
But yeah, so I'll stick with Golden Horseshoe. Just, I mean, like I said, I don't have one there, but when it comes to quick bites, handheld foods, let's go walk over to Mark Twain and get on the Mark Twain, eat something while we're, you know, going around Tom Sawyer's Island. You know, that's a good place to go.
So my number three is, because now I'm going to go to something sweet. And it is over at Epcot, which the rest of my locations are at Epcot. So my number three is Kakigori, and it's at Kabuki Cafe. And it's one of those walk-up stands that you go to. And for those who don't know what Kakigori is, it is the Japanese shaved ice. And the flavors that they have, you can get rainbow, strawberry, melon, cherry, tangerine, or blue raspberry. Now I'll do the rainbow. Pretty much I'll do any of them, but the tangerine. That's the only one I don't ever get. But this is the difference in just getting that. You have to get it with the sweet milk topping because they pour all over the top.
I was going to ask about that. I said, do they pour sweet, like a cream topping? Yes.
Yep. The sweetened condensed milk. Oh, yes. So good.
That sounds delicious.
But they have other little things that you can get. Like they've got sushi that you can like carry and take with you and edamame.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But the kakigori, that is like my go-to.
Nice.
What's your number two?
My number two, it's not really one item, but a bunch. And you have four or five places all in one spot. And it's the Cozy Cone Motel. I mean, it's snack heaven right there for anything you want handheld. So they have one cone that just has churros with dipping sauce, you know, and each one has drinks too. Certain ones have different type of drinks. Some have sodas, you know, cocoa, coffee, water, even this one, a Ramon diced pear soda, you can get at one of the Cozy Cones. The second one, ice cream. Can't go wrong with a chocolate soft serve, a vanilla soft serve, or you can get a twist soft serve. The third cone, chili con queso in a bread cone. I love these. These are my favorite right here. So it's just a breaded cone. I don't know if you guys have these over in Disney World, but
had it at Cozy Cone.
You've had it at
Cozy
Cone.
Those are good. Yeah.
Yes, so it's a breaded cone filled with chili. On top, they put corn chip Fritos and cheese. You just hold it like an ice cream. They give you a spoon so you can eat out of it. They have the bacon mac and cheese cone also. At the fourth cone, you can get pretzel bites with cheese sauce or a cheddar garlic bagel twist. And the last cone, you can get flavored popcorn like dill pickle, buffalo ranch, white cheddar, sriracha, pizza, or garlic parmesan. And it's everything is there that you want to snack on in a theme park, in my opinion, right there, except for churro. But not churro. They do have churros, turkey legs. That's the only thing that they need. They need some type of meat one in there.
What did you get? You get the chili con carne.
You do, but I want like meat, like a big side of meat or like, well, not big side, but kind of like Bengal barbecue. Bengal barbecue is also on my, honorable mentions because of the beef skewers and chicken skewers, which are really good and great to hold while you're walking around too. But you do have the chili or the bacon mac and cheese for the meats, but everything's there that you want.
So my next item on my list is going to be the pretzel in the Germany Pavilion. They have at the drink carts, they all have these giant pretzels that are like the size of your head. And they are so good. But I always have to get mine with the Wursteiner Dunkel because that you can't do beer or you can't do a pretzel without the beer. It's always pretzel and beer. Always.
What do you always serve when people are drinking beer? Pretzels.
Yeah, and it's good. It's a good pretzel. It's not like the pretzels you get in the rest of the park. They're the ones in the Germany Pavilion are different from the other ones. So,
and I've seen the size of them. Yeah, they are huge.
Oh, they're so good. And see, I do mine with mustard.
Let's see. I don't. Cheese or cheese, any type of cheese.
Everywhere else, I will do cheese. That is the only place I don't get cheese, and I do the mustard.
Well, of course, because it's a German mustard. So,
yep.
I mean, I'm not just going to have regular Heinz mustard with it. Or
no, it's not Heinz.
You want something.
It's a spicy mustard.
Do you like those dissolved? Do you like Grey Poupon and all those too? Or is it that kind of flavor when it comes to German mustard?
See, there's a lot, because mustard is like the number. It's like ketchup there.
Yeah,
everybody puts mustard on everything. So they've got so many different kinds. You know, you've got a spicy brown mustard. You'll have a whole grain mustard, a beer mustard. There'll be something that's more mild, like a Grey Poupon. I mean, there's so many different mustards. In my fridge, I actually have like a whole thing just filled with a variety of mustards.
Mustard of the Month Club.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to go with my final place then.
Okay.
It's more of a sentimental place, you know, but it still has the best corn dog around, and it's the Red Wagon corn dog next to Plaza Inn on Main Street. Taylor, my wife, used to work inside there also, so she would hook it up. Sorry, Disney, she hooked it up. But I love just the atmosphere around there. I love walking around the hub right there in front of the castle, walking up and down Main Street. It's more, the corn dog is huge. You get a bag of chips with it, and it's great. I don't usually share it, but, you know, when it comes to me and my wife, it's more of a sentimental type food that we like to share and that we do all the time, actually. So we like going by, even walking by there, you know, like I always just say, I can't believe you worked in there. Because it's also historical. It's been one of the oldest, carts right there that's been around for a long time.
I still need to go there. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, there's usually always a long line.
Oh, I've been there. Yeah.
Like towards the beginning of Plaza Inn where people check in sometimes, yeah. So, yeah, it's a wait, but in our opinion, it's worth the wait.
Yeah, definitely next time. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go there.
Good.
So I can knock that off my list of
of
things that I have not done yet at Disneyland when it comes to food. So my number one snack is going to be from a place in the Norway Pavilion. It's called Kringla Bakery Og Cafe, and it is their school bread. You may have heard of this. It's like something that so many people love this dish. It's a sweet roll, and they fill it with the custard, and then it's got like a frosting on top, and then they dip it in coconut.
Oh.
But they have so many little sweet pastries, and they're not too sweet where you're like, oh, so much sugar. It's very well balanced sweets. And one thing they have that you can get to drink there too is their Viking coffee, and it's Bailey's Irish Cream with Kamora coffee liqueur. So for those of you 21 and up, you can get a nice coffee to go with your pastry. And that pastry is good any time of day. It is good to have as your breakfast. You can have it as a snack, as your lunch.
Midnight snack, yeah. Wow.
We used to save some snack credits and get a couple of those when on our last day of our trip to take to eat on the way home. They're so good. Well, I think we've covered everything that we could think of when it comes to our favorites, quick bites when you're in the park. So we want to know, hit us up on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere you want. Let us know your favorite quick bites to eat when you are in the park.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in this. I want to see other people's opinions. Because like I said, I had a couple more things on my list that I didn't mention, but, you know, I want to see what everybody else says.
Yeah, we may even next week read some of those comments or in a very soon upcoming show. Because next week, though, is is the happy hour show. So we won't be next
week. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I can't wait.
So, yeah.
We got to dress in costume then. We got to, if we're going to
have a little costume. Oh, that's a good idea. That is a good idea. Well, we hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and click our notification bell. If you aren't already subscribed on Anchor, you can subscribe there or one of your favorite platforms like Spotify or Apple Podcast. You can also be like our top donor, Lindsay, and you can donate to the show as little as 99 cents a month or as much as $9.99 a month. Or you can shop our links like Amazon or the Disney store. So, Bubba, do you want to tell everybody where they can find you as well as dining at Disney?
Yes, you can find me at Instagram at big_Bubba_B. You can also find me on the Dining at Disney Facebook page, diningatdisney.com. Follow our social media accounts like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And for all your traveling needs to Disney Universal, if you want to take a cruise, contact Kristen right there at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And she'll get you a free quote and book you right away. So mention that you heard it on the Dining at Disney podcast.
And if you're looking for some other podcasts to check out, make sure you check out for this week, Disney Parks Podcast. I was a guest host on that show with Tony from Disney by the Numbers, so you can check that out. Also, on Sundays live, I get on Facebook with my husband, Aljon, and we do the Disney list. And also, Mondays, you can check out the new podcast with Dave Bossert and Aljon, and they talk about everything Disney. So you definitely will want to check that out. Again, that's on Mondays. It's called Skull Rock Podcast. Also, check out our friends WDW Park Hoppers, Park Hopper Sid, and Park Hopper John talk about everything that has to do with Walt Disney World. I do want to give a quick shout out to Taylor, who just had her birthday, as well as Natalie from Meet the Magic, who also just had her birthday. So, yay. Hope you guys had good birthdays. I know it's like birthday season here right now.
It is, yeah. September, October, huge birthday season.
Also, go to Facebook and check out the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Those are two great, fun, and entertaining groups to join. Until next time, I'm Kristen, and with me is Bubba, and bon appetit.
This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings, and is intended for entertainment purposes.